This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we have it. We're here. The hour is here. Legal tampering is now underway in the NFL. They should drop a ball at Times Square for this thing.
Let's go.
All right, Dan, let's get ready for the rules of the game here, especially because we're kind of all searching out information, too, because X is a mess today. It's been on and off and on and off, and so we're getting a lot of information from Blue Sky. We're also getting it from Threads and Instagram, so... Keep going, Dan.
We're doing great. Everything's going great. Nothing yet.
Wait a minute. We are 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the hour.
Doing great.
Nothing.
I got two different screens going. We're refreshing like madmen.
All right. So tell me how we're going to play this game. If something happens, what's how's this go down? So
when something happens.
So when something happens, the way this is going to go is there's going to be two separate drops. One of them will be a standard breaking news for when another team does something. We will have that for you ASAP. If the Browns do something, there will be a separate tone that you will hear.
Ooh.
And we will react to all of those as well.
Okay. I'm pumped. Let's go.
All right, so now we got to figure this thing out. So now,
how's it going so far, Dan?
I'm almost on Blue Sky, so I'm trying to hook up on there too.
I'm refreshing like a madman.
What do we have so far, Dan?
You know what, then? You suck. I don't want. I'm not playing this game anymore with you.
Where's Carson Wentz going?
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Per Adam Schefter on ESPN, Hassan Reddick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hassan Reddick, the pass rusher to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
See, this is what we're talking about right here, baby.
1 year, 14 mil, 12 million guaranteed.
That's Adam Schefter. Fabulous right there. That's awesome. Here we go.
All right, I got to write all the stuff down. So, Jeff, you pontificate for a second. Did we want him?
Yeah,
sorry, I just had to do that.
Andy, this team needs everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take any defensive lineman who's good. I'll take a good offensive lineman. They certainly need depth. They need good health. I'll take a safety. I'll take a linebacker. I'll take a defensive end. I'll take a defensive tackle. I'll take a corner.
I'm with you on all this stuff.
I'll take wide receivers.
I'm into all this stuff.
Have I mentioned every position group yet?
Did you say long snapper?
I might need a kicker.
I don't think we need a long snapper.
Well, we're maybe. Good. I don't know.
Rex Unahara. We're not turning our back on a local guy.
Can I go basking on you?
Sure.
This team doesn't need a punter.
No, we don't.
We've got a good punter.
We don't. I don't know. Jeff, I need a good picture for Blue Sky. That's all I'm worried about right now so I can find out what's going on.
That's nice.
We're focused. We're ready.
At least I called it Threads last time.
Remember one thing about free agency, and we talked about this last week.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. You know, we're pumped. It's cool. You know, we're seeing where all these guys are going. It's not the way to build your football team. It's also most of these guys end up being guys who fill roster spots and positions, and usually very few of them are overly impactful. Is that fair?
Well, there's a reason they're free agents. Isn't that what we always go back and say in these scenarios?
Sometimes it's ability. Most of the time, I think a lot of the times, it's money and situation. A lot of the time. You know, the Browns have signed some good free agents. And other teams sign good free agents as well. But most of the time, I think these guys fill roster spots. And that's okay. You have to do that. And if you fill roster spots with quality guys, then you have a better roster. So this is, I think, a very critical time for NFL teams. Just don't think in most cases that this is, you know, okay, we nailed free agency, so we're going to the Super Bowl.
How's that? I'll buy into that. It is free agency, but it is – I think I'm more interested this year than I am – most years, because we have the number two pick, and I'm wondering if what they do in free agency, you know, in the next 24 hours here, will affect what they're going to do at number two. I think that's really the bottom line. I'm also wondering if signing Myles Garrett yesterday to the extension, how much money that frees up and gives them the opportunity to bring in another free agent if they needed to bring in a free agent, or if they want a free agent, or how much flexibility there is there, because that's, I'll be honest, I'll be looking forward to an Andrew Berry press conference here soon to know how this deal affected what it means cap-wise for the Browns. And if they're like, if they can sign somebody of significance today, you'd be like, I was kind of shocked. I didn't think they could afford him.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Chiefs give offensive tackle Jalen Moore 2 years, $30 million per Adam Schefter. So
$30 million total?
Correct.
Okay.
Over 2 years, yes. All right.
They need offensive linemen. They need to beef it up.
Former 49ers offensive tackle, 2 years, $30 million, $21.24 million guaranteed. Yep. Chiefs needed offensive line, got offensive line. Yep. That's courtesy of Adam Schefter.
Good for them.
It's a good catch.
My guess is they're not done
on
the offensive line.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking through some of these other free agents that are available. And now Khalil Mack's off the board. I'm looking at guys that are there that kind of – are intriguing, I guess, that would be good for the Browns. I was
fine. How about Draymond Jones? Defensive tackle, St. Ignatius, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Got cut by Seattle. Stay tuned on that one.
Chase Young is out there too, right? I'm talking about Buckeyes.
He's been slightly disappointing in the last year or three.
Can I throw this one?
I like him.
Would you bring Amari back?
I've thought about that. Does Amari want to come back? I think that's a bigger question. Does Amari want to come back?
I guess it might depend on who the quarterback is.
That's
too,
exactly
right.
So if I were the Browns, I would certainly not close the door on Amari Cooper. I also wouldn't pay him a ton of money. I think Amari's better days are behind him. Doesn't mean he can't have big days ahead and good days ahead. It's interesting. I read a story about him the other day, and this is true. If you followed Amari throughout his career, he has a really good year, then a down year. Then a really good year, then a down year. He's due for the really good year. I wouldn't close the door on that idea.
On most wide receivers, I'm kind of okay with, especially if it's an upgrade. And it's not going to take much to upgrade what we have.
Thank you very much. So, thank you very much.
What happens to Jed Wills right now?
Somebody's going to make him a great guard.
Gone? Someone's going to come and get him.
I think that's probably right.
Oh, boy. All right, so we're sitting back.
Somebody's going to come and get him.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Yep.
I think...
And somebody's going to be really happy. They're gonna see what happened with the Eagles and Mekhi Becton and think, we're going to make him a guard.
Yeah, but do you have that offensive line coach? That's my only thing with that idea, is it makes a lot of sense for a team to do that. But, like, if you don't have that offensive line coach who's willing to make that move and work with those guys, it's like, okay.
Well, every team has one. I would assume they're all willing. No?
Yeah.
Buccaneers have agreed to a new contract with receiver Chris Godwin.
I was talking about the Buccaneers.
NFL News. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, 3 years, $66 million.
So he's going back to Tampa.
Going back to Tampa.
Oh, that applause you hear is coming from Baker Mayfield's house. So he's back with Mike Evans. Good good. That's a good move for Tampa.
Yeah,
Godwin's a terrific, terrific player.
I was, as we were approaching the hour, I was thinking, okay, what moves would blow me away? And if the Browns,
that would have been one of them, huh?
Yeah, no. If the Browns would have got him,
yeah,
that would have been great.
That would have been one of them.
I mean, I kept staring at his name, going, "The Browns can go get him," but yeah. I just wasn't feeling it. Especially for a wide receiver, you got to know who the quarterback is you pop into that, right?
So Chris Godwin's off the table.
Yep.
Davante Adams is off the table. DK Metcalf traded.
T. Higgins is off the table.
T. Higgins has been franchised. He could still be traded, but he's not coming here.
Right.
So your wide receiver crew is looking a little slim these days.
Trying to see who else is. Amari Cooper, we just talked about him.
Josh Palmer doing anything for you?
Don't forget him.
Josh Palmer is solid.
Would you say?
Deebo Samuel.
Oh, Deebo Samuel.
Deebo Samuel went to Meredith's Commanders.
Yeah. So Deami Brown.
The better wide receivers are already off the board.
Yeah, that was quick. Didn't take long.
Didn't take long at all.
Marquise Brown went back to Kansas City.
Which, by the way, I think is a great move for Kansas City and for Hollywood Brown.
Keenan Allen's out there.
Yeah. You know why?
Because he should be.
He's 49.
He's a
good receiver, though.
DeAndre Hopkins is 32, and he's out there.
I would sign D-Hop. I would. He's not going to cost you a ton. And I think he still has something left. See, there are a bunch of guys in that group. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins. Amari Cooper, I think maybe in that same category. I would love to get one of those guys. That'd be great. But I think this is where that market's going to go really slow. Those guys are all going to be hoping to get money, and they're not going to get money.
Something interesting, Adam Schefter says on ESPN that Justin Fields is keeping the Steelers at bay and reiterates that he could come back to Pittsburgh, but it's a big opportunity for the Jets to make their pitch for the former first-round quarterback. Schefter saying Justin Fields the first domino that has to fall, and I'm reading that off of Brooke Pryor.
Justin Fields the first domino.
Correct.
Hmm.
And that's according to Adam Schefter. Yep.
Okay. So if he's the first domino that has to fall... All right, so in other words, if he goes to the Jets, then who do the Steelers go after? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Do they keep Russell Wilson?
I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing for the Steelers.
I don't either.
I can't.
That just doesn't look right to me. I can't see that happening. I could be completely wrong.
Hmm. All right, we are just 12 minutes into legal tampering, which really means we're 12 minutes into free agency. Again, if the Browns do anything, we'll have it for you as quickly as possible. As of right now, it's all quiet. Just a couple little moves.
All quiet. Hassan
Reddick to Tampa Bay.
Wait a minute.
Jalen Moore.
Oh, I was just going to chime in. It's coming out courtesy of Adam Schefter. The first 2 years of the Chris Godwin deal, fully guaranteed.
Wow.
Thought that's interesting.
He's coming off a torn ACL. And so, good for him. I think he's a really solid wide receiver. And if you put him back with Mike Evans... congratulations to Baker Mayfield.
All right, we are in the pool right now as legal tampering opened 13 minutes ago. Still trying to figure out where some of these deals may land somebody. Obviously, the Browns have a million needs, and we'll see if they can go out and grab somebody in free agency, and we'll see how quickly that happens. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up with you?
So while they out here legal tampering, let me just throw out a word. This is my thing. Is out here, we are as Browns fans, and we also might get rid of Deshaun Watson and all that kind of stuff. Why don't the Browns play it smart this time? Like, there is no Super Bowl quarterback that's in the free agency draft. There is not one that can possibly get you there. There's not one that's going to come out in the draft that's going to get you there unless you coach him up. So we already got Deshaun Watson on our team. Why don't we use him to mentor the young quarterback that we're going to draft? We're paying him anyway, so my boys use his experience to teach this guy how to play quarterback. Don't worry about it.
Is he the right guy to mentor somebody?
Regardless of what people think or feel, this man knows how to play quarterback in the NFL.
But is he willing to do that, Cool Ray, or is he thinking he's still the starting quarterback?
At some point, he has to come to terms with, you know, this is, you know, you're not, you've been injured. So no team's going to pick you up. Like, he knows the reality of his situation for either the on-the-field injuries or off-the-field situation. He knows that. His agent knows that. So that's, gotcha. That's so my thing is, we're paying this man all this money. Let's use him somehow. He's going to be injured. He's not going to play this year anyway because of the Achilles.
Right.
So let him know.
All right, I see what you're saying, Cool Ray. We got you. Thank you, Cool Ray, saying, hey, if you're going to pay him, you might as well let him be a teacher.
Yeah, except for one thing.
Oh, here we go. It's a famous one thing from Jeff Felton.
Well, is he willing to do that? And is he the right guy to mentor a young quarterback?
Ooh, that's two things.
Okay. Well, the way he's played here, he's not the guy to mentor anybody.
Legal tampering. Free agency is open for business. Woo-hoo. As we find out what's going on next with the free agents across the NFL. Anything happens to the Browns, we're breaking in. We'll let you know what's going on. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Fourteen in a row for Ken.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
A little bit of news that's coming down here. Adam Schefter on Threads. Braxton Berrios, the wide receiver, on a one-year, $2 million deal with the Houston Texans. Diana Rossini, the Bears, are signing center Drew Dahlman to a three-year, $42 million deal, $29 million of that guaranteed. He was the Atlanta Falcons center, now the Chicago Bears center.
You know, I'm so glad about that because I just love listening to Dan say the word Chicago.
He
only says it like he's from there, which, you know.
Well, he's close enough. I mean, he's got relatives that are close enough.
See, the thing of it is Dan is actually a Northeast Ohioan because he moved here as a kid. Mm-hmm. And very, very few times does he ever sound like a guy who was born and raised for like 10 years in Wisconsin, except when he says Chicago.
Yeah, but
and
you know, I think he's a direct byproduct. You know, when they talk about, I don't know, when women are pregnant and they play music to the belly. I think he had just pure polka. He had polka. They were putting Wisconsin polka up to his mom's belly, and that's how it worked. It was, what is that, like inner uterus speaking or something like that?
He had Schlitz in his bottle.
Yeah,
is that what
like
you're saying?
All he could hear was Laverne and Shirley going on in the background. Shlemiel. And that's why he's so fluent in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is it Wisconsin? Is that what you would call it?
Nothing good comes from me chiming in on this.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean,
it's really true.
I used to sing to the kids, do the alphabet, do all that stuff. It was fun.
How'd that work?
Not so good for me, but they seem to be doing good pretty well educationally. They're doing good educationally. Great. So that's a sad state of affairs from their father. 216-474-0092. 24 minutes into free agency.
You know when this gets good? When one of these quarterbacks signs. One of these quarterback signs. It's already kind of started with Matthew Stafford going back to the Rams and with the Geno Smith trade from Seattle to the Raiders. Seattle's looking.
What's Seattle thinking?
Sam Darnold. All of a sudden, they went from having Geno Smith to, boom, we're right there on Sam Darnold. That immediately came out as soon as Geno was traded. So where there's smoke, there's fire on that one.
Sam Darnold seems like he'd be a pretty good fit there, don't you think?
If he doesn't end up in Seattle, I'll be stunned. The only problem? They don't have any wide receivers. They have one.
Well, they could pick up
your guy.
It looks like, and Sports Illustrated reported this morning that they were saying Sam Darnold predicted to join Seahawks on a three-year deal for Matt Stafford money.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think Sam Darnold is anybody's answer at 5 years and $40 million a year. I don't see that.
Diana Rossini said last night that the Steelers were expected to make an offer on Sam Darnold, too.
I don't doubt that.
All right,
Sam's
so
going to make a
say,
lot of money, but I'll bet he doesn't
the,
get
Let's
the
say
five
the Steelers
years.
Get Sam Darnold. Then what? Now, are the Browns picking up one of the two pieces from there?
Do you think he's going to the Steelers? I don't see Sam Darnold with the Steelers.
I can see Sam Darnold going to the Steelers more than I can see Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers.
I would agree with that. I think Darnold goes to Seattle.
It feels that way. They probably would have brought Geno back, don't you think?
There's a really interesting scenario for the Browns here today.
Okay.
Does Tennessee jump up and sign anybody at quarterback? you know, if Tennessee, if and we'd have to interpret, you know, who gets signed and how they get signed and everything else. If they sign Aaron Rodgers, and that was you know, there were rumblings about that.
Right.
If he goes to Tennessee, they're not going to draft Cam Ward, even though they probably should. Because you're going to tell me that Aaron Rodgers is going to sit there and mentor somebody? I don't see that. And I would think Aaron's not going to go somewhere where he's not convinced that he's going to be the guy. So I would think if they sign a quarterback, if Tennessee happens to sign Sam Darnold, which had been rumbled, there were rumblings.
You think that's happening? I don't think that's happening. Do you?
No, I don't.
If they're bringing up Darnold, then they're using that number one pick on another back, right?
Be so, Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter or a trade, you would think. A trade's a real possibility.
I don't know. Do we have anything on the Browns over there? Can you look into your Browns basket to see if there's anything in there, in that thing?
Hang on, let me look.
Apparently this is a no. Headline.
We are 27 minutes into this thing. What are the Browns doing?
Headline on Pro Football Talk.
How many people are saying that, right?
Will Seattle make a run at Trevor Lawrence?
Seattle's got to have something in mind here,
well,
right?
I think
there's no way you're walking away from Geno Smith if you think, unless you have something you are rock solid on, right? Or they're just done. They're done with Geno. They're like, oh, we got the best out of him. We're not getting anything more on him. Right?
You feel the Browns missed out on something with Geno Smith?
No.
I don't either.
No.
And nothing against Geno. He's been just fine, to quote Dan Menigan. He's been just fine.
I feel like we're in this giant holding pattern.
No. You know
that? No, I do. I really feel like the captain came on and said, we are about to land at Hopkins. Give us 15 minutes. We'll be down. Make sure your tray is in the upright position. Make sure your chair is in the upright. And they're like, oh, hang on a second. We've got a little delay. Let's take a look at, oh, there's Detroit again.
If you're the Browns.
Erie.
You calling on Von Miller, who just got released by Buffalo? Imagine Von Miller on the other side of Myles Garrett for a year.
I think.
That could be cool.
But there's so much talent. Allegedly, there's so much talent on the defensive end.
Yeah, okay.
In this draft.
So good. Sign Von Miller and go draft one. Andy. One's not enough. You got Miles.
You keep
back.
Forgetting Double O, man. I count him.
Oh,
all
no,
the time.
I'm not forgetting Double O. I mean, a good NFL team has about seven defensive linemen who can play pretty well, and they usually have nine.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Adam Schefter of ESPN, free agent defensive tackle B.J. Hill, 3 years, $33 million, 16 guaranteed with the Bengals. Bengals get a defense or retain their defensive tackle B.J. Hill on a 3-year, $33 million deal.
You know what this reminds me of? You know, like, so you hear this.
Groundhog Day?
Can I give you a basketball story on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember years ago, former Cavalier Drew Gooden?
Yeah.
As soon as free agency opened, and he had been with somebody else. I don't think he didn't go right from the Cavs to this other team. I think he signed with Washington, and it was 3 years, like $35 million or something like that. It was a really good contract for Drew, really good. And it happened within like 30 seconds of the start of free agency.
Yeah, it was quick. I remember that.
The next time I saw him, and Drew was always
it the Bulls?
No, I don't think so.
He left us in 08 to go to the Bulls.
It wasn't for the Bulls.
Okay.
I think it was Washington. Drew was always a really good guy. Always liked Drew. And first time I saw him, I said, hey, as soon as free agency opened and I heard that news, I just started, I was really happy for you. And he said, I know, right? They're going to throw that money at me. You're damn right I'm taking it. And I thought, yes, there's somebody who's like acting like a real human being. Are you kidding? Yes, I'm taking their money. Thank you. Seriously, I just thought, thank you for acting like a normal human being.
That was his last stop to Washington.
Andy, he was just like, yeah, you, of course, yeah, you bet. Thanks, man.
So it was when, if I get this correct, not to.
Well, yeah, not, it
doesn't really matter.
I think about free agency here is that some of these guys is like, you're offering me, yes, give me the pen. Let's go. And that's what I think a lot of these guys should do.
Yeah.
You're getting life altering money. Don't jerk around here.
It looks like
sign the damn thing. Let's go.
Yeah, he kept getting traded. That was when he went to the Bucks. I know.
Don't worry about Drew.
I know.
Well, I just threw out the story to talk about free agency.
I know.
Take the money. It's changing your life. Just sign. Don't worry if you're going to win 5 games. Don't worry if you're going to win 12. If you're a nondescript NFL player, you're pretty good. Take the money.
All right. I don't know, why am I so antsy? I mean, we're 32 minutes in.
I don't know.
I said to you guys on the phone, what did
talk
I say?
Talk about Geno Smith.
Well, I'm not talking about Geno Smith. I'm sitting here talking about the Browns for a second.
All right.
Because I said, and you tell me, and you got my hopes up. I'm not going to lie. I'm mad at you right now. Because you got my hopes up to make me think that the Browns might actually do something early on.
It's been open for 32 minutes.
Yeah, that's 30.
NFL News. See you. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. The Commanders have agreed to terms with 49ers and Jets defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw. Javon Kinlaw heading to the Commanders. No idea on terms of that deal yet. But
Okay.
Let me go back to my other thought. So I said to you as soon as we opened up our conference call today, you're like, oh, tampering's today. And I'm like, oh, tampering's today. And Manigan's like, yeah, it's tampering today. I got it today. Right? So, and then I looked at, I was like looking at my phone. I'm looking and I'm thinking, I'm talking to you guys. Like, I don't think the Browns are going to do anything. I don't think they're doing anything. They're going to have to pick up a free agent somewhere here or there. We know they're probably going to have to pick up a free agent quarterback somewhere here or there. They need some kind of veteran presence in that quarterback room. Okay. Now, are you going to pay Deshaun Watson to be the veteran presence? I don't think so. Do you think so? Is Deshaun Watson the veteran presence in the quarterback room this
year? I hope not.
If he's hurt.
No. You need a veteran presence to play.
So they're going to have to sign one at some point. But I had no feeling or hope this morning that the Browns were going to make a splash in the first couple hours of this thing. And now we're 30 minutes in and we're not hearing anything on the Browns. It's okay. I mean, I get it.
Andy, do you have no patience?
No,
at all?
No. It makes me think that they weren't working anything before the deadline started.
All right, I'm doing this one for one man and one man only.
Here we go.
He's to my left.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Trey Lance.
Chiefs are signing running back Elijah Mitchell to a deal up to $1.5 million per Jordan
Schultz.
Oh, yeah,
baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fan service to Jeff Phelps.
Feel better?
Yeah. You know why? Because about 2 months ago, I picked him up on my fantasy keeper team.
Oh, there we go. Nobody.
Now who is that bad news for? Kareem Hunt. That's bad news for Kareem Hunt. Because Elijah Mitchell is the guy that Kyle Shanahan called a beast. Kyle Shanahan absolutely loved him. He got hurt early last year in training camp, and they put him on the injured, done for the year list. And he probably isn't injured, done for the year.
3 years, $45 million for Javon Kinlaw, up to $30 million guaranteed to the Commanders. Good for him.
Wow. Yeah, good for him.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Free agency and tampering started 35 minutes ago. We've had all kinds of news from across the league. Some little, mostly little, stories along the way. A lot of money getting thrown out there, but the Browns not jumping into the pool quite yet. 35 minutes in. Let's see if something happens over the break. We'll find out when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have our ear to the ground on everything that's happening in NFL free agency that started 43 minutes ago. Anything happens to the Browns, you will know right away, although it does sound like there's some stuff going on around the Browns that will be very impactful to the teams that we play twice a year, especially. 216-474-0092.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Daniel?
Ian Rappaport sources, the Patriots are signing standout linebacker Robert Spillane, the former Raider. So remove Robert Spillane. No idea on money quite yet. But another piece of interesting information, according to Jerry Dulac, who covers the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers getting close to signing with the Steelers.
Wow. Wow. I'm sorry. That will just be tons of fun. If that happens.
Yeah. If that happens, what?
It'll be fun.
I just don't see
Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Can you imagine him being on Pat McAfee's show and, you know, going behind the scenes with Pittsburgh? That'll just be fun.
I don't know.
It'll be fun.
I envision the Steelers drafting a quarterback at some point here and sticking. So maybe this is their last temporary fix until they find a quarterback. I just don't see, I see the Steelers grooming their own quarterback. It's part of their success.
Andy, I'll bet they draft one. I have two words for you. Mm-hmm. The first one's Jackson. The second one's Dart.
You see him in Pittsburgh?
Yes. I think he'd be a great Steeler.
Breaking NFL news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, Jaguars signing cornerback Jordan Lewis. So he will be the highest paid nickel cornerback in the NFL, according to Ian Rappaport. No idea on terms yet besides that note.
Another name goes by, and the Browns are on the outside.
Don't worry about it. It's early.
Well, I just don't think they have any cash to do anything, Jeff.
Well, that's okay. They need to nail the draft and pick a few select free agents. This is no failure here.
Do they need players?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
just, I don't think they have the cash to do it.
How many teams haven't signed somebody so far? It easy. Dan, get him off the ledge, please.
Oh, I think I'm going to push him closer to the edge.
Go.
So Adam Schefter, Lewis Riddick as well on ESPN right now, just talking about
Watch
you know, free agency, all that kind of good stuff.
Watch Andy.
And this audio courtesy of ESPN.
Okay.
The Browns come up.
Oh.
Cleveland's not up here, but you said Cleveland's taking a quarterback.
I said I was confident then.
Okay.
It was early in the process.
Okay.
I'm not as confident now.
Okay, how about here?
Interesting.
I'm not as confident now.
Oh.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I'm going to be heartbroken.
Here we go.
Ian Rappaport.
Uh-oh.
Rams bringing back Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy G.
Yeah, that one hurt.
That's interesting that he'd go back to be a backup.
Handsome Jimmy heading back.
You would think he would want one more chance to be a starter somewhere. Instead, he's going to go back up Matthew Stafford again.
How much is he getting paid?
Enough.
Don't have the money in front of me, but yeah, handsome Jimmy heading back.
I got news.
L.A. kind of fits Jimmy G, though, doesn't it?
You put millions of dollars in front of me to hold a clipboard? I am the happiest guy on earth.
Mike Pagel syndrome.
What a great gig. You're not getting hurt. Who cares? Take the cash. Be the backup.
I've mentioned this story before. Mike Pagel back in the day.
Yeah.
Mike's a great dude. I just said, don't you want to play? And he said, yeah. He said, but my new idol's Don Strock. I don't get hit and I get paid.
So one more time before we got interrupted by the Jimmy G news. This is audio courtesy of NFL Free Agent Countdown.
Ooh.
On ESPN.
Okay.
Lewis Riddick, Adam Schefter.
Cleveland's not up here, but you said Cleveland's taking a quarterback.
I said I was confident then.
Okay.
It was early in the process.
Okay.
I'm not as confident now.
Okay, how about here?
Interesting.
I'm not as confident now.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
That means they're signing a quarterback here, Andy.
What? What are you talking about? He just said he's not confident in it now.
About drafting a quarterback at 2.
Yes.
Yeah, so that means they're signing one.
That you're saying they're going to grab one in free agency.
Well, if they're not going to draft one, they need one. You going to start DTR?
What if they think Deshaun Watson is the guy that can help groom some young quarterbacks? Maybe they bring in multiple young quarterbacks and say, forget it, why waste money on an old quarterback? What if that happens? Again, we get into this whole conversation about what the Browns can and can't do in free agency. So let's just – the problem here is that we don't know how much relief they got when they re-sign Miles and they find out how much – okay, are we kicking the can down here? Let's just say they were able to manipulate their way to get some more cash out of this, which would give you more options in free agency. But right now, if going into this thing – before the Miles contract, and correct me if I'm wrong, they had around $12 million. They were $12 million under the cap because of some things they were able to do last week, right? They were $12 million under the cap. Well, you still got to save $9 million for the rookies. So now you got about $3 million to play with in free agency, which means they're not sitting at the table. They're not. And so if you're expecting that, and so what are you going to do, bring one quarterback for $3 million next year? You don't have a whole lot of wiggle room. Depending on what they got in the Miles deal to be able to have more money in free agency. We're going to find out that maybe, you know, Denzel Ward restructured or somebody restructured to kick the can farther down the road.
This team is not going to go into next season with 2 or 3 young quarterbacks and no veteran.
Guys, buckle in. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 year, $11 million, according to Diana Rossini.
No wonder Jimmy said yes.
$11 million.
Yeah, no wonder he said yes.
That's $11 million to be a backup. Now you tell me how the Browns are going to be able to bring anybody.
Now wait a minute. Wait. Let me throw a thought at you. Could that mean they wanted Jimmy G back so badly because they might trade Matthew Stafford?
I wouldn't, but I'm not.
It's a lot of
that.
Money to pay a backup quarterback.
How many years are you saying that? 2 or 1?
One.
No.
One.
What I'm saying is, yeah, I think he's settled that if they do want to go in a different direction, they've got him. And if they don't, it's $11 million, it's 1 year. And you have the cash to do it. I don't think the Browns have the cash to go out and get anybody, quarterback-wise. Anybody of significance.
Goodness, get him a gold, dipped clipboard for that amount of money. Holy mackerel.
That's That makes me think, are they trading Stafford? My guess is no. I would think not. But that's really, that's a lot of money. But see, Sean McVay is the kind of guy who knows the value of a quarterback.
True.
And knows the value of that position. And now he has a really good one in Matthew Stafford, and he has as competent of a backup quarterback as you're going to find. Well done. They have Devontae Adams. They have Puka Nacua. They have Kyron Williams. They have a pretty good team. And if something were to happen to Matthew Stafford, now they have a guy that they think can lead them. Good. See, that's, Andy, that's smart. That's smart.
All right. Well, let's go back to Aaron Rodgers for a second.
Yep.
So Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. Then what happens to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson? So where do we go with those two guys?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh.
Well, it sounds like he made, I mean, he's a pretty credible source coming out of Pittsburgh.
They're talking. He didn't say it's done.
He said, what was the exact quote?
They're down the road, right? Not what they said?
Yes. Also, Nick Farbaugh, who covers the Steelers for Penn Live, is chiming in saying that Aaron Rodgers' Steelers is getting close to happening, sources confirmed.
Well, and it could.
So keep an eye out. Keep an eye out.
If it does, Russell Wilson's out there, and Justin Fields will be out there. Justin's not going back, I would think, to be a backup in Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers is there. And the Pittsburgh Steelers will be drafting someone. Where do they pick, like 22nd in the draft? And I would think I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they draft a guy like Jackson Dart. And then he sits there and watches Aaron Rodgers for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious, and we've never really asked anybody this, where do you want the Browns to go with quarterback here? I think everyone's pretty much settled into the fact that Deshaun Watson's probably played his last snap. And I know we can sit here and talk about the draft. And
I'll tell you exactly what I want.
Okay, well, tell me.
Cam Ward.
Okay.
If that doesn't happen, in other words, somebody trades up to number one,
right,
and takes him, or Tennessee takes him, then I want Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson.
If Jimmy G just got $11 million to be a backup, what's Carson Wentz going to get?
Well, I don't know. I would think something similar. I would not think anything more, but I would get one of those guys. And then I would draft somebody at 33, whether it be Jalen Milroe or whether it be Jackson Dart, if he's still around. I would draft one of those guys, or Shedeur Sanders, trade back up into the first round and take him. That's what I would like. There, done. But Cam Ward would be my first choice. And I'm looking for more than 1 year if I'm going to sign a veteran free agent. Russell Wilson would be just fine for me. Daniel Jones would be just fine for me.
I know you don't want to hear it. DTR is still on the roster.
No, I don't mind hearing that. And then, but I don't think he's my starting quarterback. If he does, I'm not planning to make Myles Garrett happy.
All right. Where do you want them to go a quarterback at this point, especially with Garoppolo getting $11 million to be a backup?
Well, don't worry about the money.
I don't think we have it. That's it.
They
that's
always
all there is
to seem it. To find a way to make it work to get a guy they want.
All right. You keep spending money you don't have. I can't wait to see how that plays out because I just don't see it. All right. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com, is going to join us next. We're about 54 minutes into NFL free agency. So Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.